99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
Well, sometimes we go a little bit outside of Nevada, but that's okay, because if it puts a smile on your face, then it makes me happy. It's the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And when I saw this story, I just, oh, how it tickled me. Gotta tell you, just put a smile on your face. So a Texas Democrat was going through the airport and he dropped a envelope and they saw this on security. So two security people went down and got it. And well, let's just say he was carrying his drugs, his cocaine in small clear plastic baggies in an official envelope and letterhead from the state offices. Official state letterhead to carry his drugs. That's what he used. Well, you know, at least he took the high road. No pun intended. Navarez announced he would not seek re-election. I do not have anyone to blame but myself. I accept this because it is true and it will help me get better. Mm-hmm. You think if he didn't drop that envelope that he'd be stopping? Yeah, probably not. Want to tell you about something that is coming up that affects the people in Lyon County. And again, this goes back to that. If you do not stand up for yourself, if you do not participate in these meetings, well, don't know what to tell you. But today is the day for Lyon County, for people in Lyon County, to talk about whether you want to pay more for water and sewage utilities. Everything just keeps going up and up. Might as well just come to that. Come to grips. There's an open meeting today at the Central Lyon County Fire Administration Office, Dayton Valley Road, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Take a long lunch if you have to. But it concerns the increase of your water and sewage bill. Now, we know things are going to go up. But you have to pay extreme attention when they say it is going to increase dramatically over the next 5 years. And why? To cover the costs of the developers. So the commissioners need to hear from you. They need to hear your voice. Whether you want them to strike this rate hike down. If you care about your community, if you care about your wallet, then you need to head to this meeting before 6 o'clock tonight. Lyon County already pays one of the highest costs for water and sewage in the state. Why are you paying for infrastructure, for anything, for new development? You need to start holding developers in every single county. Washoe, Lyon, Douglas, Churchill, Story. You have to hold developers and the corporate offices responsible, just like the meeting that they were having for the new ordinances for cell towers at Tahoe. You know, you don't just let people get away with Okay, we'll put it up. You put it up and you maintain it too. That's how negotiations go. Negotiations are supposed to go for the betterment of the community, not for the betterment of these companies and these developers that put the cost onto the community. The developers are making their money. Trust me, they're making their money. Realtors get involved because they want the developers building houses, and so they have more inventory to sell. Do not think of the businesses. Think of what you can afford and what is best for you and your family, your livelihood. I already got in trouble once for being down on development because of a realtor. So, sorry to do this to you again, but there you have it. So again, if you live in Lyon County, you got until 6 o'clock tonight. Participate. That's the word of the day, the word of the week. Participate. And then head over to the Carson City Republicans group at the Fandango and learn how to become an elected official. Learn how to run a campaign smart and efficiently. There's going to be a lot of money involved in 2020. Please think of it differently. Already had Devin Reese say that he's going to run for re-election for the Reno City Council, the seat at large. Planning on spending thousands and thousands of dollars. Where did Devin get that money to already plan thousands and thousands of dollars? Do they come in at the $5 and $10 and $25 donations from the public? Probably not. That's why you have the ability to check campaign finances. Just take a look at it every once in a while because it's very interesting. Now, I'm trying not to be a hypocrite here because I sit on a PAC. I sit on a Republican PAC. And if you don't know what that is a political action committee. This is a way that in campaign finances has come about so candidates can get more money. More than just individual donations, because there is a cap on that. So how do we get around that? Well, we come up with political action committees. Now, I like the PAC that I'm a part of. Because we're looking at donating, you know, a few thousand dollars. But when you get into the PACs that Tom Steyer, Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, the Koch brothers. Yes, I'm playing both sides here. When you get into the money that they are donating, the hundreds of thousands of dollars to switch seats to make sure that Democrats are elected, look at the money. Just go back 2 weeks. Look at the money, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that George Soros put into the Virginia campaigns. The state of Virginia. The Democrats now have a majority of everything there because of George Soros's money. People used to think that George Soros was just like a phantom, that he didn't really exist. Oh, he exists. He looks like the Emperor from Star Wars, but he exists. And his family exists. So when he's not there anymore, trust me, they will still be pushing for the same communistic, socialistic values. They will still be supporting all of their PACs, because there's more than one, with all of that money that they helped turn Nevada blue. George Soros' money is right here in Reno. It's got money going to the Action Group. That's with two N's. You know, nothing good can come of that. So as we go into these elections, which it is sickening, the millions of dollars that is going to be spent at the national level, at the federal level, the hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's go into the B word. Let's go into billion. It should be making you sick, all of the money that is spent on campaigning. Should there just be a cap on how much you can spend on a campaign? Make everybody a level playing field? Say, okay, once you get to $100,000, that's it. $1 million, federal. Spend your money wisely. We could have solved the world's problems with the money that is spent on campaigns. So why do we do it? Because there are certain groups that feel they need to be in charge. They need to control everything. Again, people call it conspiracy theory, but not anymore. Because we've seen all these things with Nancy Pelosi's family lineage come to light. We've seen all these things that were supposedly conspiracy theory come to fruition. Even in technology. Go see it for yourself. Turn off your TV and go watch some YouTube videos. People who are trying to get the truth out to a sleeping society. Brain dead society on a certain part, and you know which one I'm talking about there. But until people really wake up, we're still in big trouble. Whatever you want to talk about today, 884-9910, 884-9910. The lines are always, oh, look, we're getting calls now. Lines are always open. So there you go. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
We got it going on for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you want to talk about. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. I'd love listening to you. I'm driving out in Fallon, and then I lose you just a little bit. We'll check out this. Just, you know, we come and go, but we're there for you. 884-9910, 884-9910. You can call anytime with any subject, and nothing is off limits. I do have a tendency to rant and rave about certain things when I see them, and I have to get it off of my chest, but there are a lot of things going on in this world that we have to stop ignoring. We see it caving in around us. Prices of everything going up. Laws not being enforced. Weird things with PG&E. I thought I would, you know, be kind of, you know, the B word and start a calendar that says, okay, woo, one day, no power outage here at my house. 2 days in a row. Yesterday. So I guess today would be 2 days. Let's get it. But I decided I didn't want to. I mean, I do enjoy NV Energy. We have our issues, but you know what? It's the utilities. If Tesla, Nikola Tesla, not Elon Musk Tesla, but if Tesla were still around, we'd have free electricity. But again, there's that conspiracy theory that people higher up, you know, the name of the Rothschilds and things like that, can't have that, can't put something out there that we can charge for and make gazillions of dollars and have people, well, under our control. Internet, phone, electricity, education. Someone else is in charge of it. Let's go to the phone lines as we talk about making ourselves a better community and check in with Jeff this morning at a homeless encampment. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Monica.
Oh, is this Jeff Church?
It is.
Hello, sir. It is a pleasure to speak with you again. I haven't gotten to talk to you in a while.
No, so I've been swamped. You know, winter's coming, and we've been trying to deal with the homeless, getting the city to do something, but they've been like a deer in headlights. But I do have some news today.
What is that?
I went down to take pictures of the mega camp that's under the Wells Overpass, and it is gone. There are dozens and dozens of city vehicles, dump trucks, tractors, dumpsters, and they have cleaned it out. Now, I don't know where they're going to go, where the homeless are going to go, but they have cleaned out the camp. It is amazing.
That is
if I might
fantastic.
Add, because of QOL Reno, they moved them out of Pickett Park, which is wonderful. And then again, because of QOL Reno, they moved them out of Broadhead Park on the river, but they moved across the river, but now they're gone. So it's incredible.
Well, you know, it's probably just that same thing until they're moved out, and the shelter that is run by VOA just put up their warming tents, and they probably are just going to head over there, or they're going to head to another park.
Yes, unfortunately, they are at Fisherman's Park. There's two Fisherman Park, and I just was there, and they are full of camps. So you're right. It's like squeezing a balloon, unless there's some kind of enforcement, some kind of incentive, and mental health treatment. I'm not opposed to that. I'm a big fan of you know, that kind of thing. But, it is squeezing the balloon at this point.
Well, and besides mental health treatment, it's addiction. You know,
absolutely.
These people, they've chosen the life that they're living because they want to do their drugs. We have had people that have lived in that community, and they're being honest. That's what they did. They're doing their drugs. And until they feel that they want to come back into society, because you know there's help for them out there. People in this community are generous. If somebody says, well, you know, all the beds are full or all the treatment centers are full, it's like, bull squat. We will find you help. It's just what a community does.
Yes. And, you know, the camps, again, I believe in humane treatment, but on tough love. And none of us all agree. There's a lot. That's why nothing gets done, I guess, is because we don't all agree. But the camps are just unacceptable. There's no sanitary. There's no restrooms. There's no water. They're pooping in the Truckee River, and then they're drinking from the Truckee River. So, it's not acceptable the way it is. And just I tell the people, do something. We've got to do something about it.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jeff. I greatly appreciate it. And the work that you also do, RenoTaxRevolt.com, anybody would like to find out. Jeff is a retired lieutenant?
Police sergeant. Sergeant. I ran the homeless program.
Police sergeant. But he works tirelessly in his retirement. You know, those golden years, Jeff, these are your golden years. You're supposed to be taking off. He works tirelessly on making this a better community. And this is what everybody has to do.
Thank you, Monica. Yeah, we do try and keep an eye on the school district and the city of Reno, the county, you know, and dealing with the homeless or dealing with tax increases. We try to look out for the little guy because there's no other organization doing that in town. No, nobody.
Yeah, because the elected representatives aren't doing it. So, Jeff,
no.
Thank you
Although
so
I,
much.
Although I do thank QOL Reno. There is the new QOL Reno, and they are doing a tremendous service.
Yes. So we got two groups. Thank
yes,
you,
yes,
Jeff,
yes.
for the call in. That is
Thanks,
great
Monica.
News to know that the Wells overpass there, everybody that was living underneath it. It is not shaming the homeless. It is not being violent with them. It is tough love. And if the city is finally doing something, cleaning up the area, don't let them fool you. It's because of the pressure that QOL and you as a community are putting on them. They didn't just decide to do this. It is because of you speaking out finally and saying that this is not acceptable. We're the home of Fox News, so let's get a quick update. We will be back with more anything that you want to talk about at 884-9910. So glad Jeff made that call. We'll be back with more of your live and local FM talk on The Monica Jay Show.
Live, local, FM talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hopefully I sound a little bit nicer than that when I'm, you know, talking to people, but you never know what sets me off. Yes, it is 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk station. So please, 884-9910, if you've got something that you would like to talk about today. You know, we are a litigious society. But when you look at the things that people sue over nowadays, it's pretty pathetic. I was thinking about this the other night as I was just, you know, trying to catch my breath for the day and sitting down to watch my recorded version of The Five. I love that show. And I watched the ads coming through. Let's see, we're suing for Roundup. We're suing for the Boy Scouts. We're suing for mesothelioma. We're suing for, The list goes on and on. That's all commercials are nowadays. That's why I'm glad I have a DVR. That's all commercials are for food, for junk food, not healthy food. It's for food, for lawsuits, and for drugs. I mean, if you count them up, even the drug commercials are like 2 minutes long. How about some commercial? Oh, they're called PSAs. PSAs in there. Don't drink and drive. PSAs in there. Your kid's education is important. They're called public service announcements, and they run constantly, and they don't seem to change anything. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't put on your makeup and drive. Pay attention and drive. Somebody sent me a Pee-wee. Haven't heard from Pee-wee in forever. Sent me an email the other day. You know, nobody gets in their car with the intention of killing someone. But once you get in your car, that seems like that's all the hazard that it can be. We are so distracted with everything. Why do we have to be so distracted? Why do the kids have to have soccer, ballet, and 20 other different sports that they have to participate in? why do you have to take him to tutors now to learn cursive? Why do you have to take them to tutors or have tutors come to your home to teach them advanced mathematics? Why do you have to sit down and try to teach them anything? Because our schools aren't doing it anymore. Our schools have been taken over, and that includes the Washoe County School District. That includes the Douglas County School District. That includes the, you know what? And teachers are upset about this. Teachers are not happy with the quality of education that your children are getting. But you know what? They can't do anything about it. They are instructed to teach certain things in a certain way. And teachers who want to keep their jobs don't say anything. How do I know this? Because I have spoken with numerous retired teachers from the Washoe County School District. Who retires from a profession that you love at 38, at 45? You retire because that's the nice way of saying, that's the politically correct way of saying that you don't want to put up with the BS anymore and what's happened, the corruption in our school system. On Facebook, this is what I meant to say earlier. Numerous times I have been challenged by, we'll just say local people of popularity. Known locals. You recognize their names. Trying to put over on people that the Washoe County School District and our school system is so awesome here. Look at the numbers. No, they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes by not showing you the statistics that the real world looks at. Like those ACT scores, like the SAT scores. Why do you think parents who have the means were paying to get their children into the colleges that they wanted them in? Because we do not put out the education that kids need today to compete in a global economy. We are having our butts kicked by Asia, by Middle Eastern countries. We are being beaten by the rest of the world. And Washoe County is being beaten by the rest of our country. When the national statistics come out, and we are 47th in the country, people will try to tell you that it's because of Clark County. Guess what? It's the same education system. They're following the same principles. They're following the same rules. And I can understand if you're a teacher and you retire, and I respect you for that. Stand your ground. But I wish you would have taken that standing your ground while you were still in the district. Helping parents understand what their children are actually being educated. Because it's not the reading, writing, arithmetic that we used to do. It's already the socialism and the communism one teacher was complaining that they were using, what is he had textbooks that were like 20 years old or something like that. And I'm like, good. You know, we were still not so bat, you know what, crazy. I say go back to the older textbooks. They were at least getting it right back then. Of course, you can't learn the more advanced things that have come around. But why are we even, if we are so technologically advanced, why are we even investing in textbooks? Why is Mr. Microsoft man putting all this money? He has this big foundation. Why is he putting in all of this money to other countries when just give every kid out there an iPad? How about that? An iPad and internet access. Because at least then they might have a fighting chance to, oh, let's just duck, duck, go and look up the Federalist Papers. Let's just look and see what's out there in the rest of the world. Because that's not what they're being educated on. Parents, grandparents, foster parents, aunts, uncles, I can't urge you enough. Consider homeschooling. Do away with that other job if you have to. Figure out how to make it work. I know it's easy for me to say because I don't have kids. But you need to take a look around. Take a look at your kids, just like Mike and his family did. What are your priorities? Not what you want. What are your priorities? Health, happiness. Is your priority to take a 2-week vacation every year to Disneyland for the kids? I never understood why parents had to take their kids to Disneyland when they were still, you know, like 5 years old. 4 years old. Yeah, you're going to see smiles on their faces, but they're not going to remember it. They're going to remember more of what you did for them in educating them and making sure that they had a future ahead of them. They're going to value that more than the distractions that you're giving them right now. I know because I value the education I get every single day because of you, people who have gone through this and people who will send me the clips on communism, the YouTube videos, watch this, listen to it, just keep an open mind and actually take a look at what's going on in this world around us, and then it really starts to make sense. Whatever you want to talk about. I'm getting emails galore here, so I got to check all my emails here for just a second so we can talk about something in the next segment. But until then, stick around, check this out, and we'll be back with more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, your show. So what do you want to talk about? 884-9910. Let's do this. Happy Thursday. Oh, the turkey got away. Grab one for the turkey. Hey, speaking of turkeys, grab a turkey. Grab a frozen bird and head on down to Max Casino tomorrow in Carson City for the Salvation Army. It's our turkey drive. I'd love to have you stop by anytime between 7 and 7. A lot of people out there, you won't even have to get out of your car. Just drive up and let them take the turkey. Give them the bird. That's what I say. Give them the bird. Or, you know, box of stuffing. Got to have something to go along with that turkey. But, Evan's Broadcast, Salvation Army Turkey Drive, tomorrow, 7 to 7, Max Casino in Carson City. Do something good for your community and make sure someone has a wonderful meal. And it's not just about feeding the hungry. It's about giving someone a little extra something that, you know, anybody can go buy a dollar, you know, cheeseburger on somebody's specialty menu. But to be able to sit down with your family and actually have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, that's sharing something special. So Jared sent me a very lengthy email that I'm going to read a little bit later in the privacy of my own thoughts and go through. I disagree with a few of the things that he's saying about Martin Luther King and the JFK, but he ended his going-ons with, by the way, please try to find something uplifting to talk about at least once each day. Your program seems to be dwelling so much on the evils that we all face that it is becoming too depressing to listen to. You know what, Jared? You are 100% right, and I am so sorry about that. I will try to focus on bringing you something wonderful every day, like this. Big news coming out of Carson City. The other night, the courts actually ruled that the Democrat senators have to get their own legal counsel when it comes to the Republican senators suing the Democrats for bypassing that two-thirds majority vote and having the governor sign in that tax increase. So why is that good news? That's a win for you. First, Democrats violated the Constitution with that illegal tax increase. And then they tried to use taxpayer-funded lawyers to defend their decision, because that's what they do. You know, anytime somebody sues the city or the county or the state, then guess what? They have to defend themselves, so that's legal counsel you pay for. But not this time around. Nope. They have to get their own legal. They have to get their own lawyers. I love that. So, as they say, as your Republican senators, we just couldn't let them get away with it. And so they decided to sue. They are suing Governor Sisolak and Senator Canzaro to protect all Nevadans. So this is a victory. And I love bringing you victories. There's all kinds of fun things to do. I think it's uplifting that the Carson City Republicans are getting together tonight to talk about how you can run a campaign and run it successfully at Casino Fandango. They're going to start that up. Doors open up, I think, at 5:30 or 6, but the meeting doesn't start until 7, so you can go down and do some mingling, do some networking. It's how we get some of our best information of how we can do things better by speaking with other people in those professions. It's just the way we do it. Get out and go to these organizational meetings. Find the group that's right for you and participate. Because when you participate, I know you're tired, but when you participate, you feel so much better. You really do. Because then you learn from other people that you're not the only one that feels this way. You're not the only one going through the things that you're going through. So, there you have it. Find things that you have in common with people. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Secretary of the VA on. Kind of honored that we're making that happen. Busy man, but he's going to give me 15, 20 minutes, and I appreciate that. One of the big things that we're going to talk about, Jared, you're probably not going to be happy with this, but suicide. Remember, there's a Facebook page that I told you about that I hope if there is any veteran out there who needs to talk, not to a professional, who needs to talk to somebody who's in your shoes, who experienced the things you experience. There's a Facebook page out there. It's a private group. So hopefully, you know, no trolls. But it's called High Anxiety Days. High Anxiety Days. That's local. So go find it. And talk to those that you need to share stories with. And get it out of your system. Again, know that you're not alone. You're not the only one facing what you're facing. You'd be surprised how many of our stories are actually similar. It's just about sharing them. I hope you have a great day. It's Thursday. We still have Friday and the weekend to look forward to. So let's look forward to it. And just give me a call or an email anytime you want to talk. Have a great day.